This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on Day 2 at Waves 2025, highlights and key takeaways. The participants are Arnab Banerjee, film critic and journalist, and Aniruddha Chatterjee, CEO, NSE Indices. Moderator is Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. Hello and good evening. You're with me, Niharika, your anchor for Current Affairs. And we surely sound upbeat today because Day 2 of the Wave Summit has been full of invigorating discussions. In fact, it was hard to decide which ones to talk about and which ones to leave out. The global media dialogue was also underway, but more on that a little later. First, let me welcome our in-studio expert, Mr. Arnab Banerjee, film critic and journalist. Good evening, Arnab. Thank you so much for joining us on Current Affairs this evening.
Good evening, my pleasure.
So let's begin with Day 2 of the Wave Summit. We had sessions on studios of future, putting India on the world map, as also on binge watching and how OTT is changing the landscape of streaming content. Before I can pose my question to you, let's just quickly hear what Aamir Khan and Ajay Bijli had to say on the subject.
Okay. I have not seen any government, and there have been a number of governments, who has ever thought about us. So this is the first time that any government has applied their mind and their emotions and said, ki yaar, let's do something in media and entertainment. Let's make that powerful. Let India be a leader in that. Now, whether we finally become a leader or not, that we will see. But the fact that the present government has thought about it and has actually made the effort to announce it and organize it, I think it's a huge initiative. And it's a huge opportunity. It's a huge opportunity for all of us as Indian filmmakers across the language.
And in continuation to that, we also have comments from Mr. Ajay Bijli, founder of PVR Inox. Let's hear what he has to say.
It's given artists, creative community, a great platform to express themselves. Mm. Also, the content that got made, the films that got made, TV shows that got made, they get exposed to the whole world.
Right.
So I think even in India, when a lot of shootings were not happening during COVID, people were watching regional films. And when they came on the box office, when cinemas did open, suddenly they were doing well. That has done a great thing for movie makers and creative community and the consumers, because even the threshold of storytelling has become very cutting edge now.
So Arnab, coming to you now, when it comes to engaging content, I think prior to COVID, regional cinema had a very different approach and it was approached and viewed differently by audiences as well.
That's right.
But post-COVID, do you sense a change in how regional cinema is coming up? And also, do you think the new wave of OTT content has helped put India's regional cinema on the world map?
Definitely. There's been a definite change. You know, as a cultural linguistic preserver, cinema has always been at the forefront, whether in India or, in fact, more in India than anywhere else, because for us, for many decades, cinema has always been our mainstay as far as entertainment industry is concerned. So the future of cinema in regional languages will be coming under the spotlight thanks to World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, because as a distinguished panel of filmmakers and actors also said today, that the cultural structural support and digital distribution and targeted policy reforms to unlock the potential of a culturally rich yet commercially constrained industry will be once looked at very differently. All this while not much focus was given to a lot of regional languages, but they are also coming up and they are doing a great job. But somehow the other parts of the world did not get to see what regional cinema was doing. It was mostly Hindi-centric. I won't call it Bollywood only, but just Hindi-centric. So now, thanks to a lot of infrastructure being developed, funding and market access, you know, being key hurdles, they are being removed now. So regional cinema is definitely going to benefit a great deal.
And I think now would be the right time to hear what our Honorable Prime Minister has said on the Create in India wave.
Yahi samay hai, sahi samay hai. Ye Create in India
क्रिएट फॉर द वर्ल्ड का सही समय है। आज जब दुनिया स्टोरी टेलिंग के लिए नए तरीके ढूंढ रही है, तब भारत के पास हजारों वर्ष की अपनी कहानियों का खजाना है। इस खजाने को दुनिया के कोने कोने में ले जाना, आने वाली पीढ़ियों के सामने नए और इंटरेस्टिंग तरीके से रखना, ये वेव्स प्लेटफॉर्म की बड़ी जिम्मेदारी है।
In fact, here is where I would also like to hear something Neeta Ambani said today about how we are the custodians of our stories and we are the story in ourselves.
Let our Amar Chitra Kathas be the world's next Harry Potters. Let our epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, light up the silver screens of the world. Let our classical dances sparkle on the grandest of global stages. Let our stories inspire generations to come. Because friends, culture is not just a reflection of who we are. It is a powerful tool to shape who we become. In a world building virtual reality, let us also embrace spiritual reality.
So Arnab, that's very interesting. Now, Amar Chitra Katha has been around for a long, long period of time. In fact, as a kid, that is how I remember learning about our mythology. We've got a great deal of mythological films and TV shows and now perhaps OTT content as well. But perhaps not much of that area was represented in regional cinema. So do you see that changing now? And do you see more mythological content? And by that, I don't just mainstream, like for example, the Ramayana or Mahabharata, but other parts of it also being adapted into films.
Well, lots of regional literature also, I think, will benefit because technology is the key. You know, thanks to technology, now the children are, you know, they're exposed to the best technology from across the world. So they would not like to see any shoddy production. So technology will actually ensure that the regional stories, regional language stories from all parts of the country will also be filmed. They will be, you know, adapted for screen adaptations. I think this is going to be a big time for India.
Absolutely. And with that, now is the right time that I should bring in our correspondent, Ankita Apte, who's joining us from Mumbai. So, Ankita, talking about collaborations that have been happening at the WAVES Summit, we hear that the Maharashtra government and two universities have signed an MOU. First, we'd love to hear about that. And also, can you give us a download on what the entire event was like on day two of the WAVES Summit?
Recently, SIDCO with the Maharashtra government has established EduCity in Navi Mumbai, where 10 to 12 best high-ranking universities from the world will be brought there and they will set up their campuses. So today, the Maharashtra government signed MOUs with two universities, Universities of Western Australia and Universities of York, who will come here and set their campuses in the EduCity in Navi Mumbai. The initial investment in this will be around 1,500 crore each. And Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis also highlighted that the discussions with three other universities are currently in process and they will be coming in Navi Mumbai too. Plus, five universities are initial stages of discussion with the government to set up their campuses in Mumbai. Additionally, another MOU was signed between the government and Prime Focus, the studio which will come here and they will establish world-class film facilities ecosystem with 300 crore of investment, and it is expected to create around 2,500 jobs. So this is the highlight of MOUs signed between the government of Maharashtra and other stakeholders.
Very interesting. And in fact, you caught my attention with the creation of about 2,500 jobs. Did I get that correct?
Yes, 2,500 jobs.
Fantastic. And as far as the event is concerned, so which sessions stood out to you and what were the highlights like of the day? Any interesting conversations or comments that you remember from the day?
Yes, I would like to talk about one which focused on how this industry of media and entertainment treats people with disabilities and how this industry can be more and more accessible to those who are physically disabled. So there was a discussion about the mandate which made every film that has to have some facilities for those who cannot view the film the way we all do. And the speakers highlighted that with the use of technology, especially the AI, how this whole process of making the films accessible to those with disabilities has become so easy that you can get the audio description or the written description of what is happening on the screen so fast. And they also highlighted the need to fasten up this process so that this huge industry becomes more and more accessible to those with disabilities. That is the session which stood out personally to me.
Fantastic, Ankita. Thank you so much for joining us from Mumbai. You've added a lot of value to the conversation. And with that, I'd like to come back to our in-studio expert, Arnab. So Arnab, sort of drawing on what Ankita said, you know, about the average viewer, there is definitely a change in the way Gen Z consumes content. And of course, there was also a session on this between Shraddha Kapoor and Adam Mosseri, who's the CEO of a very popular social media channel. So how do you see, as a film critic, how do you see the average viewer changing? How do you see them evolving and reacting to different kinds of content?
As I said, you know, average viewer in India is now exposed to the best from across the world. You know, thanks to OTT platforms and thanks to other information available on the internet, there is a lot of curiosity about other parts of the country. And for some reason, in between, you know, the students in particular, they were kind of disenchanted with the Hindi film industry and Indian cinema. And not just in Bombay, but elsewhere too. So this kind of collaborative effort will definitely make a huge change. And I think they also want new stories to be told. The same stories being retold is not something that they are very fascinated about. As I said, technology is something which is just a click away from us. Not just in cities, but also in small towns and villages also. So they're exposed to the best and they would expect the best in our cinema also. So that is going to be a big change.
In fact, you know, I'd like to draw upon what you said about audiences being disenchanted when it came to cinema. I think a similar kind of trend was observed when it comes to Indian music or Bollywood music.
Absolutely.
So we see a trend of remakes. And today there were two very interesting sessions on how Indian music is exporting culture. Bhushan Kumar was one of the participants there. And there was also a session on influence of classical music in modern and popular music. So if I compare them to older films or olden times, classical music was the basis of creating music for Indian cinema, but that has changed today. So with this summit, do you see that trend coming back? Do you see more audiences, more younger people resorting to classical music, whether for leisure or as a part of Indian cinema?
I think Hindustani classical or Karnataka classical music was always part of Indian music, any form, whether it was light music or, you know, Bollywood music or whichever music you would like to call it, and that will remain. But the thing is, as I said, there's a lot of world music. As exposure is the main thing. People are getting exposed to all kinds of Arabian music, European music. Hollywood, of course, has always played a very important role in influencing us. And other parts of the world also, Chinese music also, music from Korea also. So I think people are more demanding now, and rightfully so, because the best of technology and best of music or best of cinema is coming to us through other sources. So why not from within India also?
Absolutely. And here is where, you know, I would like to bring in another of our experts, Mr. Anirudh Chatterjee, who's the CEO of NSE Indices.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's lovely to have you here with us on this discussion on current affairs. So Anirudh, there was also a very interesting session today on India's innovative renaissance, decade of global first startups. And there's also something called the Waves Index, which has been launched. Now, what I understand is that it'll cover 7 broad industries related to content creation, cinema and the like. And it's an index representing the new content creation industry. So first of all, can you explain how it is going to function? Is it going to be like our regular stock exchanges?
Yeah, so like, for example, when you measure the performance of the companies listed in an exchange, then typically what you do is that you look at an index, right? So if you really want to know that if the market overall is up or down today, you go and look at Nifty 50 index. And that tells you whether the market is really performing at a high level or it is going down. So the idea here essentially is that can we also create something specifically for the digital media and entertainment industry? And can we create an index that would allow the investor as well as the entrepreneurs to understand how the industry is performing from an investor's point of view? So therefore, what we created is that we created a composite index of 43 companies' performance through this Nifty Web Index. So it, you correctly identified, it actually, you know, kind of added some 7 underlying sub-industries, what we call, and these are different themes. It could be TV broadcasting or software production. It could be film production. It is advertising or media agencies. It is about gaming, web-based media services, electronic media. So we had identify 7 of different streams, identify all the companies who are currently operating under these particular industries. And mostly these companies are either listed in NSE or they are permitted to trade in the NSE. And we have applied some criteria, finally selected those 43 companies and brought them into this index. Index all about.
Very interesting. So very briefly, do you want to tell us about the criteria that you have for selecting these companies?
So I think the first criteria is that all the companies who are in this index, they has to be from one of these underlying 7 sub-industries. So that is the first criteria. Apart from that, there are some technical criteria that we bring in terms of, you know, whether these particular stocks are liquid enough or not, how far back they have been listed in the exchanges. And of course, there are some kind of compliance criteria that we bring in. So once the particular stocks or the company, you know, adhere to all the different kind of compliance or criteria, then effectively that gets selected or included in the index process.
Understood. Thank you so much for joining us live from Mumbai, Anirudh. Always a pleasure to have you in conversation, and lovely to hear about the Waves Index as well. But like we spoke about in the beginning, a lot has been happening on day 2 of the Waves Summit. And another thing that we need to know about here is the Creators Awards. And to talk to us about that, I have our correspondent Adarsh joining us live from Mumbai. So Adarsh, can you talk to us about the Creators Awards? What are they and what is the significance of having these awards?
Niharika, Create in India Challenge was one of the most exciting and hyped events of Waves. It is a strategic initiative aimed at empowering India's content creators. And the CIC seeks to strengthen India's creators' economy, enhance soft power, and position emerging talent for global recognition. So in the challenge category, there were 32 incredible challenges spanning across various sectors of media and entertainment industry, notably broadcasting, music, advertisement, digital media, AR, VR, XR, social media, films, emerging technologies, and many more. And in these events, there were over 1 lakh registration and around 1,100 came from international participants. Some of these events include Truthtell Hackathon, which was how to navigate against misinformation during live broadcasting. Then you had a Comics Creator Championship, eSports Tournament, Trailer Making Competition, Theme Music Competition, XR Creator Hackathon, AI Avatar Creator Challenge, Anime Challenge, and there were many, many more which captivated not only the young minds, but also present an opportunity on how to contribute to the nation's strong economic power and soft power as well. And Akashvani also talked with some of the awardees, and there were a wide range of awardees. Some were from classical music, who thanked the government and the Wave Summit for providing a platform on promoting classical music. Then there were some from VR industry, and they thanked the government for promoting this emerging technology, which can really take not only the nation and its economy, but the general public into the future.
That sounds like a lot, and that sounds very interesting. So when you spoke to the awardees, what was the energy like, and what was the general sentiment and the feeling like?
Every awardee was extremely stoked. Not just because they got an award, but they were encouraged by many eminent personalities as well. In the award function, there was INB Minister of State L. Murugan, INB Secretary Sanjay Jaju, renowned actor Aamir Khan, Nagarjuna, and Anupam Kher. And they had a lot of encouraging words for the finalists and the winners. And they basically said to them that what they have achieved now is a great achievement, a huge milestone, but most importantly, it will contribute in the nation's growth as well. And what is really interesting about this is you also have things like anime. So anime is not exactly household conversation topic. It's mostly confined to youth, but now we can see more and more people talking about it.
Well, that was fantastic, Adarsh. Thank you so much for joining us from Mumbai. And since you mentioned awardees, so we have Sanjay, winner of the Unreal Cinematics Challenge competition of create an India challenge. I think it'll be lovely to hear from him what he has to say about the entire thing.
Hi, I am Sanjay, an animation and VFX student from Tamil Nadu. I recently took part in the Unreal Engine Cinematic Challenge hosted by Twaga as part of the Waves, and I won winner in the student category. So it's a pleasure to be here, and it was a great opportunity for us to showcase our skills and talents and connect with some of the industrial professionals as well. And I would like to thank Government of India for organizing such a great event. We have to create a cinematic sequence. They will provide some templates as well, so we have to enhance it, and it's something like the duration around 30 seconds. I want to become FX artist and a 3D journalist, so it helps me a lot to connect some of the great minds from the industries. It helps me a lot.
And with that, let me once more come back to our studio expert. So Arnab, now taking the conversation towards a slightly different area, which is about ad films. Right. So today, the kind of ads that we see are highly personalized. And there was a session around this called Hyper-Personalized Ad Revolution. Do you see a change in the way ads are made? Like, for example, we have longer ads now. They're more like ad films rather than 30-second spots. How has that brought in a new revolution of making ad films or a new revolution of filmmaking altogether?
You know, young creators from all parts of the country are driving the nation's, economy forward, acknowledging that their passion and hard work are shaping a new wave of creativity. So whether it's a designer from Bangalore or a podcaster from Jaipur or, a musician from Kolkata, they're all getting together and they're contributing and, making or rather fueling India's growing creative sector. So I think your question related to the length of advertising commercial, as I said, technology is the key. You know, there's a saying in Hindi which says, "Jangal mein mor nacha kisne dekha?" Now people are coming together, and because everybody is getting exposed to the same kind of creativity and technology, they become more and more demanding. So a lengthy commercial will definitely be more impactful than just a 30-second, because there is paucity of time. People are, scrolling, and people are just going through reels, different kinds of reels. So their attention span is very, very short. So they need to have more creativity thanks to technology. This will also benefit them and the industry in the long run.
Absolutely. And we've been speaking about technology left, right and center, especially with this summit taking place. And on that note, we've got our correspondent Prathna joining us from Mumbai as well, live from the Jio Convention Center. Hi, Prathna. I hope you're doing well today.
Yes, Niharika.
In fact, lovely to have you join us from the Jio Convention Center, right where all the action is. So there have been lots of masterclasses happening parallelly with the plenary sessions. And there was one very interesting hosted by Farhan Akhtar. I'd like to hear all about that from you first.
Yes, Niharika. So we had acclaimed filmmaker, actor and writer Farhan Akhtar with us. The masterclass that he conducted was titled The Craft of Direction, that was moderated by Gaurav Kapoor. And this session was very, 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 very invigorating, if you may say. And it offered a glimpse into Akhtar's journey as a storyteller, exploring the evolution of cinema and the challenges that he faced in his direction and the need for authenticity in filmmaking. It was lovely to be on the show because Farhan revisited the making of all his famous films, Dil Chahta Hai, Dawn, Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara, Bhaag Milka Bhaag. I hope you were here.
Of course, I can sense the excitement in your voice, and who wouldn't want to hear it directly from, the director of Dil Chahta Hai and so many more beloved movies.
And Niharika, to add to it, the Bollywood interaction didn't just end here. There was a panel discussion titled Pan-Indian Cinema, Myth or Momentum, and it was moderated by Naman Ramchandran. And this session brought together four distinguished personalities from the Indian film industry. There was Nagarjun, there was Anupam Kher, there was Karthi, and there was Khushbu Sundar. And they had engaging discussion about the momentum of Indian cinema, the leaps and bounds it has grown, and the way it is. And just to add to it, how I think in the show we was discussing about this panel discussion, this again was very, very interesting, because we had a session called Influence of Classical Music on Modern and Popular Music. And this session explored the influence of classical music on how the today's music has been based on our original ragas, and they have shaped Bollywood's soundscape in a way.
Absolutely, Prathna. I think you've given us a wonderful glimpse into what the day looked like at the Jio Convention Center. It feels like we were all there, you know. So my last question to you is about a panel that was hosted on radio Reimagined, Thriving in the Digital Age. So any interesting anecdotes or any interesting comments that caught your attention?
Yes, certainly, Niharika. So this panel discussion title was Radio Reimagined, Thriving in the Digital Age. So we thought it would be more about the digital radio. However, the panelists had diverse views. It was attended by global experts of radio. First, I should emphasize on that. So the global experts, they discussed points like digital radio is likely to be the primary format in the future as it offers advantages like better sound quality, more reliable transmission, and the ability to integrate with the multimedia elements. However, they also noted that it is important to preserve the analog radio in India because it reaches about 6 lakh villages, and especially in case of exigencies like a landslide or a drought situation or especially a flood situation, the analog radio is the one that is likely to reach out to a larger population in even in times of exigencies. Yes, Niharika.
In fact, I'd like to mention that our ex-CEO of Prasar Bharati, Shri Shashi Shekhar Vempathy, was also there as a part of the panel.
Yes, he was a part of the discussion, Niharika.
Wouldn't have been complete without him, I'm sure. And thank you so much for bringing those comments and that conversation to us. And this is where I would like to come back to our in-studio expert. So Arnab, our discussion would be incomplete if I don't mention animation or technology or AI for that matter. That has been a big part of the Wave Summit. Now, in an industry like animation, which takes so much of time to be recognized in the mainstream, how important does government push or government backing become?
Well, India continues to flex its muscles as a cultural and economic powerhouse. So, you know, the summit, I think, will be, you know, promising a very bold showcase of how India is redefining global narratives. And anything that, you know, India is doing right now or in terms of economic growth or entertainment industry is doing, I think this will get a global push, not just within India, but people will be looking at all kinds of, you know, international collaborations. And obviously the quality is going to be of huge value and everybody is going to benefit.
In fact, I think like one of our correspondents, Ankita, mentioned that, you know, foreign universities are going to be invited to set up campuses here. So with that, I'm sure lots of good technology is going to come in. Lots of good input is going to come in that is going to further push.
It's going to be a lot of exposure for the students.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And with that, since time is of the essence, just one last question with our in-studio expert. So, Arnab, anything that you would like to say to our listeners, any message for our listeners or anybody who's looking to be a part of the film industry or, you know, the entertainment industry in any way?
Well, India has always been at the forefront of cinema and creativity because we've been the largest producer of films anywhere in the world. But now is the time to be in films or in the creative field because there is also a support of everyone you can think of. Earlier, maybe it was a lone battle, you know, against all kinds of odds. But now, thanks to a lot of newer technologies, newer, you know, advancements taking place within the country itself, I think this is a time when the youngsters can benefit a lot. There is also, you know, content creation happening at every level. So we need to look at the West for any kind of support or any kind of inspiration. Within India, there's a lot of inspiration. Within India, there's a lot of, you know, support from the government and all over that can really take you far.
In fact, I think that rounds up the discussion very well because we started with Aamir Khan's remarks on how no government has thought of an initiative or a summit like this, but ours has, right? So with that, thank you so much for joining us in the studios of Akashvani, Arnab.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Lovely being in conversation with you. Yeah. And I think that was a very well-rounded day two of the Wave Summit. With that, it's your anchor, Niharika, signing off from Current Affairs, and we'll meet each other next time.
You were listening to a discussion on Day 2 at Waves 2025, Highlights and Key Takeaways. The participants were Arnab Banerjee, film critic and journalist, and Aniruddha Chatterjee, CEO, NSE Indices. Moderator was Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can also listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.